TTTP news update.
Hello and welcome to TTTP podcast 17. With us recording today, we have
Stuart,
Abby,
I'm Tom,
I'm Jack,
Abby,
my
and today this is the news section first.
News section.
So we're going to run through all Turning Tides related news that we have. I'd like to start because I don't know why.
Because it would be
the poorest section anyway. It's so inarticulate. But Page Turners with Rebecca and myself is a new project that we're starting, and it's two parts. So the first part is a book club every other Thursday evening on the 2nd and the 4th of the month, and the other part of it, reading lessons where you can either learn to read or improve your reading. And in the book club, we're going to be reading really cool stories, and we're going to kind of decide on those. We've got a few in, such as Winnie the Pooh and the BFG, are ones that we are really interested in reading so far, but we're going to keep going for any others that we also might want to read. We're getting loads of places in the community and people in the community involved, such as Kate from the Suitcase Theatre Company is coming to do puppetry with us, which would be fantastic as well. They also do soundscapes with really cool recycled materials. They'll be brilliant as well to work with. So if you'd like to get in touch with it, you can email me at tom1.ttp@outlook.com, and I'll leave that email address in the comments section or the like description section of this podcast as well if you'd like to contact me, or you can ask myself in person about that too. At Page Turners.
I feel like you missed something out there, Tom. So with part of the storytelling and the reading club stuff, so when you're sitting down and you're reading the book, yeah, we'll be looking at using puppetry and maybe some theatrical things to bring the stories to life for people that may not have access to written words. So we'll be working with a bit of Macton maybe.
Yeah.
But also just to get creative and have a little bit of fun with it, because there's no reason that not everybody should be able to access stories. Everybody should be able to have access to those stories. So we're going to create the way of that happening, which is really cool.
That's really cool. And I missed the most obvious bit of it all. Other TTTP related news, I believe Heritage Project, there's some things happening.
Yeah, so just an update really. We are going to be updating the website fairly soon, just so everyone knows where we are. We are still collecting stories, so if you do have any stories or any memorabilia that you could share with us, then we are still very much interested in that. We are now sort of getting those stories together, and we are also creating our exhibition, which will be happening opening on the same night as our movie night at the Buccaneers or Palace. We are also going to start creating our films for that as well. So if you have any ideas for any film, anything that you want to use, I know there's some people had like World War II reenactment costumes that they were willing to share, which is really cool. So anything, we're into it, we're open, give me a shout. My email address is abi.ttp@outlook.com. Again, my email address will be in the comment on the write-up about this section as well.
And then there's a new or an extension of a kind of project that we'd previously, making a vision of myself, that's kind of been extended to encompass all of really credits in the local area, isn't it? Which is,
yeah,
a fantastic addition. It's called...
It's part of Crediton Art Trail.
Crediton Art Trail.
So most of us here in the circle, we're sat in a circle, did an exhibition piece for the Making an Exhibition of Myself exhibition that we did around Christmas time.
Yeah.
So what did you do? Who can tell me? Who wants to go first? What did you do, Luke?
I don't know. The amp end.
Yeah, like a sound bit of Star Wars and drawing of Star Wars as well. Didn't you? You did like a nice drawing to go with it.
Yeah.
So like a self-portrait because you love Star Wars, you're Luke Skywalker, obviously. Just look at his profiles page on the website. And then what did you do, Abby?
I did like photography / makeup self-portraits and a music piece to go along with it.
So yours was like Disney, wasn't it? Like storytelling.
Disney storytelling, photography,
yeah,
mashup thing.
So what are the, because you probably saw more of the exhibition than anybody else sat here anyway. So what sort of other things were there at the exhibit?
So painting, sculptures, like activities such as slime and a snow globe. All sorts, actually, because we had a few hanging things like a wind chime, a dream catcher. So quite a lot.
So it really is just what was inside all of us at that time. Self-portraits, both musical and physical. So what we're going to be doing with this is taking this and extending it further. So we are going to have a massive, massive exhibition in Tesco as part of Crediton Art Trail. Yeah. Tesco.
Yeah.
And we're going to hopefully just kind of fill the space with loads of self-portraits. The other side of that is going to be a bit like a treasure hunt. So we're going to have to create an accessible map so that you can go and you can work your way around the shop. And you can find the artwork. So it will link in with our other project, Turning Tesco Inclusive, where we are looking at different ways of making shopping more inclusive, more accessible, more fun. And we're working with Tesco's on that. So those two kind of will tie in together. What other news do we have? There's loads going on.
Believe, I'm not 100% sure on this, and edit can edit out if I'm wrong, the gardening project will be starting soon as well. Another route.
So we are in the process of clearing the allotment space so that we can start growing our own cut flowers to have at the tea rooms.
Yeah, tea rooms,
the tea rooms where you can see the trains, that's the one.
Yeah.
But the allotment's about 5-minute walk from there.
Yeah.
So they're at the moment in a process of clearing that so that we can get some flowers. But I think there's a shout out at the moment if there's any tools, if there's any equipment that you don't use because maybe you're not too keen on gardening, then please send them our way. But also if you want your garden looked at and you want a bit of work on your garden, absolutely give us a shout because we'll be there with bells on, won't we? Yeah.
News is fun.
Sounds good.
Hello and welcome to the 30-second review section. We have lots of people with us today, so this is going to be a really, really fantastic session. So let's go around and say who we got with us. I'm Tom.
I'm Otis.
Abby.
Sam.
Jack.
Look.
Nice.
That was quite possibly the most fluid.
That was a really, really fluid introduction.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Fantastic. I'm going to start. And I'm going to stop the counter now so we can all see it. And what I'm going to talk about is gaming. So I used to game a lot, but I haven't recently. And a friend bought the Nintendo Switch, and we've just been playing it constantly. And I love it because it's so small and tiny, but the games are brilliant, and the co-op is brilliant. Like Smash Bros. And all that, and like Mario Kart. It's so much fun. Honestly, I just wish you hadn't bought it, because now I'm getting back into gaming, and it's not a good thing to be doing constantly, and I feel super unproductive, but it's still fantastic.
Hello, my name's Otis. I'm doing the recording for the podcast. What I'd like to talk about is my trip in Birmingham. So this is to do with like my coursework, studying creative media, and the house where I'm staying in Thornton. We do a lot of things, out and about things in the evenings, in the weekends. I watch telly, I watch The Chase in the weekends and the weekdays, I suppose. And then, it's just about.
Perfect. That was fantastic. That was fantastic. Right, Abby, you ready?
Yep.
Go.
Okay, so I'm Abby, and I'm going to be talking about how I recently went to go see How to Train Your Dragon 3 in cinemas. And it was a really, really good film. I can't spoil it because
Yeah, there's people here that don't want to spoil, but when this comes out, you'll probably have seen it. But it was, like, really, like, some parts were emotional, but some parts were so happy that I was, like, screaming. Not literally.
Internal screaming.
Perfect. That sounds amazing. Right. Sam, are you ready? 3, 2.
Oh, God. Well, I've got some of my new drawings. If you listen to the last podcast, we had an original song. An original song made by me, which you heard in the last one. I'm currently working on some others, so you can look forward to them. And yeah.
Fab.
That was terrible.
It's fine.
And no, it wasn't.
No. Well, now people know we've got some more exclusives coming.
More exclusives?
So we put in the last podcast, we put one of Sam's songs at the very end.
What songs?
One of his original songs.
It's called The Memory of a Raven's Heart.
Good one.
It sounds really good. Right, Jackie, ready? 3?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Gorgeous.
Come on, Jack.
Okay, so Jack's going to talk about a new baby being born. So 3, 2, 1.
Hey, yo, I'm here to talk about my cousin Vince's second daughter. Dad was born last night at 11:07 p.m. last night, and I haven't been to bed since. And based on the pictures I've seen now, she's a very yuppy baby, and she's already has a pretty nice big sister, which is Betsy, and I can't wait to meet her.
Jack, that was absolutely fantastic.
Have you actually got one?
I don't know the name.
That's fine. That was probably the best one yet. That was 30 on the dot.
Little human female.
Emmy, you ready?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about the gym, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, everyone quiet, because it's Amy's turn. All right, go.
But gym.
So we went to the gym, didn't we? But we couldn't actually exercise, could we?
No.
Because they said we had to have... What did they say? It was the induction, wasn't it?
Inductions. We can't get in the gym.
But why do we need the inductions?
Got a special card.
Well, it's safety as well, isn't it?
Yeah, safety.
So we didn't want to hurt ourselves, did we? So we had to wait a couple of weeks. Okay. Perfect. Luke, you ready? Do you know what you're talking about? Okay, Battle Angels, yeah.
Good, because if you had changed your mind, I would have been so disappointed, because I actually wanted to talk about that.
Right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Talk about Battle Angels. Really good. Lot of people then.
They're busy. So what's it about?
It's about survival.
Any famous actors?
Ed Sekin, I think his name is. Guy played Francis in Deadpool.
Cool.
First one.
Perfect.
And Rosa Salazar.
Oh, yeah, he's funny.
Yeah.
Cool. Right, so that was a really fantastic one, actually.
Rosa Salazar.
I want to see it.
Also, what's his name, Ali?
Well, Muhammad Ali.
No,
mean.
Not Muhammad Ali. Still begins with M. I think he's related.
What's the actor called?
Huh?
What's the actor called?
What's the actor called?
The actor.
Matt.
Actually, before we get off topic, let's finish this and then we can talk about it.
Okay.
Is everyone happy with how that went?
Yes.
Yeah.
That went really well, didn't it? I'm really happy with that one. You happy with that one? What did you not like about it? I thought you were still talking about it. Like, well. That's the trouble. It's 30 seconds, isn't it? So you've got to fit it in. You're not going to be able to talk about everything. It's only 30 seconds. Okay, so that was the 30-second portion of the podcast. Can everyone say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
This is Abby's History Section song.
So welcome to the news section, or the history section, rather. So welcome to the history section. This is kind of linked to what we're doing with the Heritage Project. And we're kind of practicing our researching skills with this. So what we'd like to do is kind of get a lot better at kind of browsing and taking in research and what we can kind of search for and searching for things online and getting a history. So what we've been doing recently is looking at people's birthdays who were born in these months and finding out what we can about them and what they did and their influence and then thinking about what they've left behind as well. And then if we can relate that back to Turning Tides, then even better. But we've got a special themed one today with page turners being introduced. We've got I'll let Abby explain the rest, but with the drum roll, if you'd like to go into it, we can explain it. Our book themed history session.
So for the book theme, we are going to be doing Hans Christian Andersen, who was very famous for children's books such as The Little Mermaid, Thumbelina, and many more. So Hans Christian Andersen was born in Denmark. He was born in 1805 and died in 1875, so he lived 70 years. But before fame, his family was actually poor, so he was forced to support himself at a young age by working as an apprentice for both a weaver and a tailor. So in his mid-teens, he left for Copenhagen with the ambition of becoming an actor. So obviously he didn't become an actor, he became an author. Because he was a Danish author of timeless fairy tales such as, like I mentioned earlier, The Little Mermaid, Thumbelina and The Ugly Duckling. Pretty famous books. His works have also been translated into more than 100 languages and are frequently referenced in Western culture. For trivia, some of his fairy tales were actually made into live-action animated films such as Disney films, also created more child-friendly versions of these tales as the originals were quite gory and gruesome, such as The Little Mermaid. So The Little Mermaid was originally about a girl, a mermaid, who got turned into a human. And instead of the version we know, where she failed to do her thing, she got turned back into a mermaid, she was originally made to be killed if she didn't do. He was also really good friends with Charles Dickens, who wrote Oliver Twist and A Christmas Carol. And he had no children and he wasn't married, so.
Cool. That's some really cool facts.
Pretty cool dude.
Yeah.
Pretty cool dude.
I think that links as well with changing kind of a story to fit an audience. That's what I think we'd like to do with page turners as well, where we can, stories that maybe we didn't like or weren't the right way. Yeah, it's right, sure. We're going to try and transform into our social model ready reading, which would be brilliant. And that'd be a good way to sustain a page turners as well as make it super interesting. So that's a goal we have for it as well. That's some really good fact finding, I think. Does anyone have any kind of thoughts? Has anyone seen any or read any of the Disney films that he did? So what were those films?
We all know The Little Mermaid. So, Amy, you've seen The Little Mermaid. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, if I was to ask, what was your favourite part of The Little Mermaid, what would you say?
Do the songs count?
Yeah, you can say any of the songs.
I don't know. My personal favourite might just be like Part of Your World or like Under the Sea.
That's my favorite.
Sea. Like is among one of Disney's classics from the Renaissance area at the start, because the year to Mermaid, I believe, was the first Disney film from the Renaissance area when they started to manage successful again back from the Dark Age, back when they made not all that good films. So
I didn't know that. That's interesting, man. Yeah. Cool. So I think that wraps up the kind of history section. Good researching.
Epic MW.